I'm Keith Peters reporting. Allegations have surfaced of Russian interference in European elections. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo has announced an investigation into suspected Russian interference in Europe-wide elections in June. He says his country's intelligence service has confirmed the existence of a network in several European countries trying to undermine support for Ukraine, adding Moscow wants to help elect more pro-Russian candidates to the European Parliament and to reinforce a certain pro-Russian narrative. Europe-wide polls are being held on June the 6th to the 9th to elect a new EU Parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden is expecting Iran to attack Israel sooner rather than later. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Responding to questions about Iran's vow to punish Israel for a deadly strike in Syria, the president referred to intelligence reports indicating a forthcoming Iranian attack. He reiterated American support for the Jewish state and warned that Iran will not succeed.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
When asked what his message to Iran is, the president said, "Don't." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Flash flooding caused by relentless heavy rains that soaked western Pennsylvania has spurred numerous rescues and evacuations in the region. The National Weather Service said nearly 3 inches of rain fell in a short time late Thursday in parts of Allegheny County. Rescue crews in the Pittsburgh suburb of Oakdale used watercraft to evacuate or rescue some residents. No injuries were reported. Parts of New England were also dealing with flooding as more rain came early Friday. Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 475 points, the Nasdaq dropping 267, the S&P lower by 75. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is a phase.
A new study out of the Netherlands indicates that most young people who say they want to live as the opposite sex grow out of it in a few years. The research from the University of Groningen says that over 95% of adolescents who want to adopt the transgender lifestyle have decided not to by the time they're in their 20s. The numbers suggest that allowing young people to undergo irreversible sex change operations is a tragic mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Poland's parliament is holding a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's abortion laws. The traditionally Catholic nation has some of the most pro-life laws in Europe, but Prime Minister Donald Tusk has vowed to legalize abortion until the 12th week of pregnancy. Currently, abortion in Poland is banned in most cases under a 1993 law and further restricted by a 2020 constitutional court ruling preventing abortion. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell sharply following a mixed start to earnings reporting season. Worries about tensions in the Middle East rattled financial markets, and Treasury yields fell as investors looked for safer places for their money. J.P. Morgan Chase was among the stock market's heaviest weights after giving a forecast for a key source of income that was below analyst estimates. The pressure is always on companies to produce fatter profits, but it's particularly acute now given expectations that interest rates may stay high for a while. The Dow was down 475 points to close at 37,983. The Nasdaq lost 267 to 16,175. The S&P 500 dropped 75 to 5123. New York oil rose 64 cents to $85.66 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.